straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm unforgettable.
When he's on the clock, Parko, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Fast becoming the most listened to segment in Melbourne radio, Bristol's Vault. These are interviews that were dropped off to us in a big box over the summer.
Tapes.
Someone just said, have a listen to some of this.
These are from a long time ago, Jay.
Old-fashioned tapes, Jim.
I was a junior.
With a high-pitched voice.
3KZ, who are you working for?
3UZ.
3UZ. Bristol, still captain coach of Paran, had finished his glorious VFL career.
He cracked it.
And has then wandered into the media doing one-on-one interviews with the biggest names in the world at the time. We've had, of course, George Foreman, the first one. Then we had Nadia Comaneci, as Bristol called her last week. What we're doing today...
Just back over? George Foreman went and answered two phone calls
during the interview.
He told Nadia that she should give it away at nine.
Yeah. After a disappointing performance, did you think about quitting? She was 9 years of age.
And Jim, during the week, we made, via Luke Tunnicliffe, an approach to Nadia Comaneci and her management about coming on to revisit that interview from 1991.
Yep.
Not even a no, just no response.
Because there is no Nadia Comaneci. She doesn't exist.
What we found in these boxes, which was
this could be this could be copyrighted.
Fantastic. Is at the end of all the interviews, Bristol then asked every one of the people he interviewed to give a nice little personal sort of hi.
Sign
this
off.
Is, yeah.
Yep.
And I'm speaking to Brian Taylor on 2UZ.
2UZ.
3UZ.
Anyway, what we've done is we've broken them down to our four favourite ones.
Yeah.
Starting with the fastest world record holding freestyler of the time, Tom Jager, the big American.
Oh.
And Bristol obviously finished his interview with him. We'll get to that later, of course, in another edition. But this is some of the sign-offs. Let's start with Big Tom.
Can you just do me one little favour? Can you just do a promo so we can advertise this interview? Just say, hi, I'm Tom Jager. I'm the fastest swimmer on Earth, and you're listening to Brian Taylor on 3UZ.
Okay, let me write that down so that when I get to it...
Yeah, okay. So I'm the fastest swimmer on Earth, and you're listening to Brian Taylor...
Okay.
On 3UZ.
3UZ.
That's it. Anytime you're ready.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tom Jager, fastest swimmer in the world, and you're listening to Brian Taylor on 3UZ.
Sensational. Good stuff. Okay, I really appreciate your time, Tom, and hope we didn't interrupt anything.
No problem at all.
Okay, best of luck.
Yep, you too.
Tom Jager for a start. So the name, he called him by the wrong name.
Well, we know he's got a habit of that already.
Talking to Brian Taylor.
Talking to Brad Hazelby last night. Paul Hazelby.
Gee, what about the other? Appreciate your time.
Oh, no, I love it. I absolutely love these. So that's, of course, the fastest swimmer in the world. We then go to Thomas the Hitman Hearns, part of the greatest middleweight sort of 10-year period of all time. Of course, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard. These were the biggest names in sport at the time. So the hitman comes on to speak to Bristol.
Now, hang on. The hitman. I'm not sure that he was thinking all that clearly and seeing exactly what he was seeing.
So here we go with the hitman and Bristol.
Just say something like this. Hi, this is Thomas the Hitman Hearns. Stay tuned to Brian Taylor and 3UZ for all your boxing news.
Hi, this is Thomas Hearns. Oh, just a tape note.
Yeah, take as many goes as you like, mate.
No, I'm saying hi, this is Thomas Hearns. Stay tuned for Brian Taylor and 3UZ, right?
That's it, spot on.
Wait, no, not yet.
Okay.
Hi. I'm trying to get it all together. Make sure I get it together. Hi, this is Thomas Hearns. With Brian Taylor. Stay tuned. Wait. With Brian Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Stay tuned for 3UZ.
That's right. So, hi, this is Thomas Hearns.
Say it again.
Hi, this is Thomas Hearns. For all your boxing news, stay tuned to Brian Taylor and 3UZ.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tom Hassan. For all your boxing news, stay tuned for Brian Taylor and 3UZ.
That's fantastic, Thomas. The best of luck against Virgil, and we really appreciate your time. You've been very kind to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, big Tommy.
What about the, this is Brian Taylor. This is Brian Taylor.
Just worn a couple too many from Roberto Duran. Oh, man, he wasn't quite knowing what was going on.
Dumb Yanks.
All right, we go from there. This is, Damo, the biggest names in world sport are all one-on-one with our man, Brisbane. Carl Lewis. No. Arguably the greatest Olympian
of all time. My favourite athlete still to this day.
Of all time, Carl Lewis is speaking to Bristol.
Brian Taylor.
I want you to have a listen to, because by this stage, Bristol's developed a bit of in-interview swagger. Have a listen to Carl Lewis.
Okay. Carl, can you just do, that's the end of the interview. Thanks for that. We really appreciate it. And boy, you've made us all very happy here that you've been able to talk to. And this show does go to most of Australia. It's the only sports radio station in Australia. So we'll make sure that the word gets around. Carl, can you just do us a little promo so we can advertise that this interview is coming up? Say something like, I'm Carl Lewis, looking forward to going down under with Brian Taylor.
Okay, great. Whenever
you're ready.
Okay. Hi, everybody out there. I'm Carl Lewis, and we're going down under with Brian Taylor.
Okay, and can you just do one other saying, join Brian Taylor for breakfast on 3UZ, or this is Carl Lewis, join Brian Taylor for breakfast on 3UZ. 3UZ? 3UZ?
3UZ. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Carl Lewis. And join Brian Taylor for breakfast on 3UZ.
Okay, Carl. We really appreciate your time. And please thank...
Glenn worked it out.
Please thank Jay Douglas for us as well.
I sure will.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That little nervous laugh returned in.
Halfway through, yeah, when just...
No. The one he gave to Nadia Comaneci.
This show's going all around the show. No,
we had to say biggest show. I'm the biggest show in Australia, and we'll get your name out there. I'm the fastest man in the world. The whole world knows me. And Brian's going to tell him that he's going to put him all around Australia.
No, we told that's the only way we could get him. We told him this was a national broadcast.
This show goes pretty much everywhere in Australia.
Just Carlton.
So anyway, we move. The Olympic presence here is extraordinary. Tom Jager, of course, Carl Lewis, and then world champion Hitman Hearns. Then we get to Greg Louganis, of course, the very, very famous gold medal winning diver.
However.
And Bristol.
Oh boy.
Bristol, I just want you to have a listen to how non-committal Greg is to Bristol stylings.
Okay, Greg, that was the end of the interview. Really appreciate that, and certainly a very interesting interview indeed. It was really good stuff.
Oh, good.
Hey, Greg, can you just do a little promo for us so that we can advertise the interview? Just say something like, hi, this is Greg Louganis. Dive in and listen to all the sports news with Brian Taylor on 3UZ. So I'll give you a bit of an idea what we are here. We're a sports radio station. We do 24-hour day of sports. So if you could just say something to listen to Brian Taylor on 3UZ for, or, you know, something like that.
Brian Taylor.
On 3UZ.
On 3UZ.
Yeah, so okay. This is Greg Louganis. Dive in and listen to all the sports news with Brian Taylor on 3UZ. Whenever you're ready, mate.
Hi, this is Greg Louganis.
That's all right.
Hi, this is Greg Louganis. Dive in and listen to Brian Taylor Sports News on 3UZ.
That's perfect, mate. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and thanks for your time once again.
Sure. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Not overly wrapped with you, but I didn't think...
That didn't go well.
Is that enough now?
Yeah.
Can we go and interview Richo?
What about the real corny dive in with Brian Taylor?
And now listen, Duck.
Mate. That is hilarious. Too funny.
I've not laughed. I've never heard anything as funny as the last 3 weeks. These interviews. How big's this box?
It's just gold. I don't know. But we actually haven't. I must go in there and see how many there are. I'm sure there's a whole season's worth.
I think there's a few.
This little nervous laugh, though, BT, it's emerging as my favourite part of
this. Was this one a week? How many? So you're on seven. How many days a week?
Five days a week,
BT. And how many are these a week? Like this calibre of people a week were you interviewing?
Probably one or two, maybe.
One or two a week.
Yeah. Nice. So there'll be lots for us.
Yep.
No, we can't wait for that.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.